25 days of Christmas, 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 Christmas. 25 days of Christmas, 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 Christmas. Come and sit here by the fire. Fa la 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 la. The house is filled with joy and laughter. Fa la 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 la.
Everybody, it's Celine
and TJ,
and we're back for another episode of TJ and Celine Nerd Out to Nerdy Things. We did that.
That was a good one.
You do an excellent Macbeth.
Starting off early.
Before I forget.
I'm an actor.
Actor. I do an excellent Macbeth. Would you like to see?
I recently rewatched that movie.
Yep.
With my family.
Yep.
And I laughed just as hard.
It's so good.
Because the way he says it is just so funny.
He's just like over emphasizing the syllables in words. Just actor.
And I love that it's him.
Yeah.
Sir Ben Kingsley.
We've talked about this before. Love that man. Yeah.
So. But yeah.
Yeah. That's not what we're talking about.
No. It is Marvel related, though.
It is.
What is it?
We are talking... I was going to make something up. I'm sure you saw it in my eyes. I can't do it
because
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
We are actually talking about a new show that was not at all talked about. It wasn't marketed. It wasn't even in the atmosphere. Okay? Nobody knew about it. Yeah. Talking about Hawkeye.
I thought you were going to make a show up. I'm like, what show are you talking about?
I'm just kidding. It was pretty marketed. Not nearly as much as the other shows, but
yeah, I
it's
feel
still
like,
doing really well.
I feel like it wasn't as heavily marketed as most Marvel shows.
I honestly forgot that it was coming out.
Because, yeah, it was like Wednesday. Last Wednesday, I guess it was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, the show started.
Yeah, I literally was like, it started today. Are we watching it?
Yeah. But it's doing well.
Really well.
I read somewhere it's not doing as well as some of the other shows.
I also read an article that said that, they saved the best for last.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's really good so far.
Really good. They get right into it.
Yeah. So, we just watched episode 3, which is the episode that just came out today, December 1st. And I really like this episode.
Did we already talk about episode 1 and 2?
Uh-huh.
We did?
Mm-hmm. Last week.
I blacked out.
Yeah, because that was our podcast that we did.
Did we really? Mm-hmm. Holy shit, I totally forgot. Yeah. That, like, was zipped in my head.
Well, that was also the day before you had, like, a bunch of people over. So.
I probably just...
You probably were stressing out.
KO'd.
Okay.
Do you want eye drops?
No.
So we already talked about the first... Look at me thinking we're talking about this for the first time. You're probably like, Celine, they already know we're talking about.
Well, I'm like, are you talking about a different show or? It's okay,
I just
though.
Got embarrassed warm.
You what?
I got embarrassed warm.
Embarrassed warm. I get that a lot.
Yeah, we're on episode 3.
Yeah.
You guys already know this because we've already had 2 episodes that I forgot about.
Remember because we talked about Travis? Travis.
Travis. I forgot about that.
Remember?
Yeah, now I do.
Yeah.
Travis with a CH, so like chubby.
That's what I thought.
Oh man.
Yep.
I'm so warm now. Okay.
It's okay. But yeah, so we watched episode 3 and it was a really good episode.
It was so good.
It was a lot more, I feel like, action packed.
We definitely got to see a lot more of Kate's abilities.
And her humor.
And her humor. Oh.
You guys, Kate is Celine. Celine is Kate.
She just says the same shit that I do.
Like, there was something she said earlier. It was near the beginning of the episode. And she was like, "You good?" Or something like that.
That was what she said.
Yeah. And it was like, I felt like Celine was in the room. Well, I mean, she was in the room, but like.
But also on the TV.
Yeah.
She's like, "You good?"
Yeah.
It was so funny. She definitely, like, her verbiage and the way she says things definitely sounds like.
Even how she says it. Like the tone. And.
Life, like, is a constant joke. That's how she talks.
Yeah, like, it's very much in the way of Celine.
Okay, if you guys can't tell from our podcast, I'm in a constant state of, like, not serious, except for that one episode I've done where I was very serious. Since then, I've been not serious. And that's how Kate talks. So, there was, like, something happened in the very beginning to Clint, and she goes, "You good?" And it sounds like, I literally was joking with TJ. I was like, that's literally, her and Clint is literally me and Mason. Especially because at one point Clint's deaf and can't hear her because his hearing aid, like, pops out.
Yeah.
And it was funny.
It was funny. So they're one and the same. If you ever are wondering what Celine is like in real life, just watch Kate Bishop.
Yeah.
Or Kate Bishop in Hawkeye.
Yeah. Probably my next costume. So you see me next year in a purple zip up.
Yep. It's pretty funny. You can borrow my ball.
That's right.
I do have one.
I know. What? You have everything.
I haven't used it in a long time, but it used to be a really good shot too.
That's what you told me.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Okay. Ideas.
What?
It's an idea for next year.
Oh, I thought you said idea, like you had an idea. No. Yes, it is an idea for next year. But yeah, so this episode is more action-packed, which I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Because I felt like episode one was really good. Episode two was good too, but it was slower. And this one was definitely very fast-paced. It was like, oh my god, the episode's already over.
I know. TJ paused it because we had to talk about something, and I was like, it's over.
Yeah, we had like 8 minutes left.
Yeah, which means we had like two.
Yeah, because they got to do their 50 minutes of credits.
Yeah.
Which I guess they got to give credit to the people that worked on the show.
Which, whatever. As if.
Yeah, as if.
Whatever.
I was going to try to say something, but. Oh, Lev.
Lev.
Call back to our Scream 2 podcast. I couldn't think of what it was, though.
Yeah.
And, wait, does the dog get his name in this episode?
Sort of. She calls him the pizza dog.
But she doesn't name him Lucky, mm-mm, which is what his name is in the comic book.
Yeah, she does not name him Lucky, the pizza dog.
Yeah.
So.
I was playing the Marvel's Avengers game today, mm-hmm, and Lucky was in it. I didn't realize he was in it.
Really?
He had an eye patch on. It was so cute. I was like,
Lucky the pizza dog.
Like, I hope they give him a little eye patch. I mean, his eye is pretty much healed, but that'd be so cute. He'd look like a little Nick Fury.
What a little cute dog. He's adorable.
So cute.
I love him.
I wouldn't want a golden retriever, though.
They're pretty dumb.
Not only that, they're very high strung. Headstrong. Not high strung. Headstrong.
I mean, I have a German Shepherd.
They shed.
I have a German Shepherd.
And they're very hyper.
I have a German Shepherd.
Yeah. I mean, which, honestly, most dogs are all those things, but,
I will say that, like, golden retrievers tend to knock her out of that, like, separation anxiety stage where they rip everything up.
Yeah.
Which, like, a lot of most dogs grow out of that.
Yeah.
So a lot of people I know that have retrievers have to still, like, kennel their dogs and they leave and stuff like that. So.
But they're so cute.
They're adorable.
They aren't,
you know what, not all of them are dumb, but like most retrievers are pretty dumb.
Yeah.
And very hard. They're not task-driven dogs. No. Like Labs, Shepherds, and like Spaniels, all those kind of dogs, they're task-oriented.
Yeah.
This is turning into like an American Kennel Club talk show, but you know what I mean.
Finish next week. Talk about pugs. I'm kidding. Pugs. Their baby little eyes.
Scare me. I'm just kidding. At least none of us have a Chihuahua.
It's true. Anyways.
Why can we always talk about something that's not related?
I don't know. We were talking about dogs.
That's true.
Which is Lucky.
Lucky the pizza dog, yeah.
So, anyways, the point was Lucky hasn't gotten his name yet, but I think we're getting there.
He got half of his name. She called him the pizza dog.
Which, he's Lucky the pizza dog.
Yeah.
We're getting there for the name.
Yep. Almost there. We're halfway there.
Oh, living on a prayer. Totally. Mm-hmm. We do get introduced to the character Echo.
They have not called her Echo.
But they yet. So they haven't called her Echo.
They did call her Maya, which is Echo's name.
Right. Which, like, in the Marvel movies, they don't really call them by their code name a lot. No. Sometimes they do. But usually they'll call them, like, Nat or Clint. They won't say Black Widow, you know. they did call him Hawkeye once, but...
They've only recently started to give them their, like, names. And usually it's, like, a joke. Like, Hawkeye. In the show, they literally are like, Hawkeye!
Yeah.
You know?
Well, even Kate called them it in the first episode.
Yeah, she's like, Hawkeye.
Yeah, she's like, you're Hawkeye!
Yeah.
But we do get introduced to a character named Echo, mm-hmm. who I can't tell if she's Native American.
I think she's Native.
I
looked it up.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay. Echo is deaf, mm-hmm. And also has a prosthetic leg. Mm-hmm. I did not know this.
I didn't know that. I didn't know the prosthetic leg part.
I don't know if that's in the comic book or if that's just the actor.
I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up.
But that doesn't hold her back.
No.
She's a tough bitch.
No.
I would not want to get into a fight with her.
She can fight at the caliber of Clinton, Nat.
Yeah.
So.
If not faster.
And smoother, I would say.
Smoother, and she, where I think Natasha would slyly fight, this woman fights with her whole body. Mm-hmm. I mean, she uses every ounce of strength to
and she can get it fly. Done. She can fly.
There was a point in the episode where she gets into a fight with Clint, and they jump on this, like, trampoline, and they jump through a window, and I'm like, why is this there?
Like randomly?
Like, who just has a trampoline in a building? Come to find out, it was, like, a play area.
Yeah.
But, like, it didn't make any sense to me at first.
After that, we, like, started seeing, like, ball pits, and, like, then I was like, TJ, they were strapped to, like, those mini, like, horses or whatever.
Elevator didn't quite reach the top yet.
No, I didn't understand either. He literally said it, and I was like, I don't know, that's a good question. What the fuck?
Like, why would that just randomly be there? It was weird.
It wouldn't be.
No, it wouldn't. But yeah, so we get introduced to her, and I'm interested to see where she'll go, because I know she's getting her own show.
Echo is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They announced it this year. I think it comes out next year. So that'll be exciting. It'll be exciting to see what they do with her character.
She's a good guy, though, right? Eventually?
I think so. Because right now they have it set up that she's the bad guy. I still am not convinced that she's the man in charge.
I don't think she
is.
Or
woman in charge.
Which we can touch on.
Yeah, we talked about it in the first two episodes, I think.
I blacked out. I don't
know. Yeah, that's okay. So we'll talk about it again. I still think that Vera Farmiga's character is the head honcho.
Oh yeah, yes, we did talk about that. I thought you were talking about the other thing that you rewind.
Oh yeah, I'll talk about that too. So I still think it's Vera Farmiga's character. I think she's the character called Madame Mask. She kind of hides in the shadows and lets everyone else do her dirty work for her. Mm-hmm. So I think for someone like high profile actress like her, I don't think she would just play a supporting role.
I agree. And they've given her, so in TV shows and movies, they dress the villains, you know, mm-hmm. to look like villains. So she's been wearing a lot of deep reds. In the beginning of, like, her very first scene, she was in, like, a frumpy, like, cardigan. And then she flipped and was wearing, like, a dark or a rouge-colored red dress.
Mm-hmm.
Rouge is red. But, and, like, a short bob, and it was super sleek. And since then she's been wearing like darker colors and darker tones and evil colors. They always say like dark purple, red, and black are always like the villain colors.
Mm-hmm. And she's kind of mysterious.
Yeah.
You know, they like kind of allude to that in the first episode when she's having a conversation.
Armand is yelling at her.
Yeah, and you mentioned it in the, either episode one or two where
I remember this.
She's played dumb and she's was like,
I have no idea. I have
no idea.
And so quickly, too.
Yeah. So, I think that she's the bad guy. But, knowing Marvel, they could just be doing it to throw us off. You never know.
Which should bring us to her. Second, your theory, actually.
So, not my theory. I read this online.
It's yours.
I'll go with it. I'll allow it. So, I saw online earlier today, and I try to do everything I can to avoid spoilers. But I happened to see this one. There's a rumor that the guy who played the Kingpin in the Daredevil show is going to be playing the Kingpin again in the Marvel Universe. Because if he does play it again, then technically that means the Daredevil show is canon.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be awesome if it was, because it's a great show. And it wouldn't really conflict with anything.
No, it wouldn't. It really didn't.
Like I think all those shows wouldn't conflict with...
That's why I think they should bring all those actors back.
Well, because at the time when those shows came out, they said they were canon to the MCU.
Which they should... Well, that's why I think they should bring back, like, Jessica Jones.
I would love if they brought back... I would love if they brought back Daredevil and Jessica Jones. The other two I don't care about, but...
Who are the other two?
Nick Cage. Luke Cage. And Iron Fist.
Oh.
I don't...
The Defenders. I forgot about them.
Yeah. I actually like that show, but... So, there's a moment in this episode where... When we're being introduced to the character Echo, Maya... Her father says... After he drops her off at karate class or whatever it is, mm-hmm. kung fu, he says, you know, be good. He goes, I'm going to have Uncle take you home. And then you see a guy, and you don't see his face, but you see a guy, looks like a larger man.
Mm-hmm.
You see him like gently grab her face and mm-hmm. he laughs. And it sounds just like Vincent
D'Onofrio.
I don't know why I can't remember that. It sounds just like him. So there's a rumor going around that they're slowly planting the seed of the Kingpin is coming back. Which would be amazing because then that would also mean that they could reintroduce Daredevil, who I love.
Which is also a running theory that Daredevil is one of the surprises in Spider-Man. And so is the Kingpin.
Yeah. At this point, we're just expecting all of Marvel to be in Spider-Man.
Just like Iron Man pops in.
Yeah.
I would...
Batman.
I would... Superman. Henry Cavill is just there as the Witcher and Superman.
Yep. Archie from Archie Comics.
All of Riverdale is just out there.
Yep.
Sabrina.
The Matrix. Neo. Lord of the Rings. Who else are we going to get?
Oh.
Yeah,
Doctor Strange plays Smog and himself.
Yep.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes. That's such a mouthful. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Sounds better with a British accent, though.
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch and Benedict Cumberbatch sounds much better.
Like, sounds more elegant. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
Do you think people call him Benny or Dick?
Benedict sounds such like a mouthful.
He's something got...
I wonder what they call him.
Ben. I'm sure they call him Ben.
Dickie.
Dicked.
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Do you think his parents were like, fuck everyone, and named him that?
Probably goes by like his middle name, which is like Steven or something.
It's like Brad.
Brad, yes. And he's Brad. That's my uncle's name.
Just John.
John. But anyway, so very exciting if they are going to introduce Kingpin. I 100% believe it because the actor has been teasing.
Vincent D'Onofrio has been saying it.
He's been teasing his return for like 2 years now because he said he loved playing that role. And he was
so good.
I know. And he said if he was asked to do it again, he absolutely would. Oh. Like, why not? It's like a guaranteed paycheck. That's what I don't understand why like the actors want to be done. Like, you know, yeah, I hate having steady work as an actor. Oh, it's the worst.
That's why I love Chris Hemsworth. He was like, fuck yeah, let's do this forever.
Right. You know.
I don't understand why.
And it's Chris, a guaranteed paycheck.
100%. A guaranteed, like, high paycheck.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I don't understand, like, Chris Evans, who's still young, when he was like, I don't want to be captain anymore.
Yeah, he's only, what, 40?
Yeah, and he still looks great.
Yeah.
I'm saying. Yeah. I'm 28 and he looks better than me.
33 and I look like I'm going on 50.
You look like a baby.
I do.
A bebe.
A bebe. Yeah, so I just, you know, maybe, I mean, even Scarlett Johansson, she is a knockout. Still is a knockout.
Like, will always be a knockout.
Like, I just don't, I mean, I get, like, you want to do other things.
She would be a good Evelyn Hugo.
Yes, she would.
She would be a good Evelyn Hugo.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. We're reading a book right now called The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Because she's got that classic. You know, it's funny because I picture someone with a mole on their cheek. Kind of that classic Hollywood look.
Shepherd's Pie.
You know? That's it. So that, and she has that, like that Marilyn Monroe mole. I don't know why I fixate on that, but that's what I think of, you know?
And she can also go dark for her hair or light.
She'd be perfect. Because we were just talking about that earlier. That's funny.
That just clicked, right? When you were like, she's a bombshell knockout. And I'm like, Evelyn Hugo.
I like that.
Thank you.
We got to make that happen. I don't know how.
Scar.
Yeah. Scar. Yo, what up?
What was that? What did that interview say? What does Scar Joe stand for? And she was like, Scarlett Johansson. And then what does Ruffalo stand for? Rufflet.
Rufflet Johansson or something. Rohansson or whatever she said. She's so funny. No, I love her though. I like some of her movies. A lot of her movies are weird.
I really like Lucy, but you didn't like that movie.
I tried watching that one with Adam Driver.
Marriage Story. I hated that movie.
I was so bored. I'm like, oh my god, I don't even get why this movie did well.
People, like, loved it.
I mean, I watched the fight scene that they did, and they both did a great job. But it was such a boring movie. I didn't... Anyways, So, yeah, we get teased that the Kingpin's coming back. We get introduced to Echo. Mm-hmm. And then most of the episode is pretty heavy action.
Yeah.
And I don't want to ruin it because it's a pretty cool moment. But we do get a little bit of a cameo from... not a character in Ant-Man, but...
There's a very large Easter egg. And you can take that as a very large clue.
Yes. And it's a really, it's a cool moment, though.
It's super cool.
Me and Celine both were like, oh my god, that was so cool.
Yeah. And it was, yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. And we get to see Kate Bishop demonstrate her archery skills.
Yeah. And Clint tells her.
Yeah.
She's a great archer.
Yeah. And we get to see more of his trick arrows. That's what I love about Hawkeye that they haven't really shown. Is the dude has an arrow for everything.
And he knows what every single one is.
Yeah. Well, they kind of show in Avengers, he has like a pack where he hits a button and it will choose the right arrowhead and then it will load it up.
This one he was just telling her.
Yeah. So,
like, he knows by heart.
So we do get to see a lot of his trick arrows. Did you know when they shoot, there is no string or arrow? They have to pretend. Because it's a weapon.
Yeah.
And they can't put anything in it that would not damage stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a stick. That they I'm like, how do you even pretend to have tension when you pull? You know? Like...
You'd have to tense your arm up.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that'd be really weird. So, I thought that was interesting, though. I was like...
It's just like...
That'd be really weird to
Angelina Jolie with no weapons.
Yeah.
Weaponing.
That'd be harder.
You'd have to, like, clench your fist like this, depending to hold something, and then, like, hold it. I can't even do it.
They must go in and...
They must grip things. That
sounded
weird. You have to, like, grip something in order to get that, like...
Yeah.
Like, sword.
And I bet they go in with, like, visual effects and, like...
fix their fucking hands.
Fix it or something. I don't know how they do it, but it's amazing. She did such a good job in that movie.
She did amazing. Even though I love her.
Bummer of a movie, but...
bummer.
That movie does come out on Disney Plus in January.
That's fast.
I just found out. So.
That's really fast. It took them, like, 18 years to let Chung-Chi come out.
They said it's 45 days... all Marvel movies will come out 45 days after their release in theaters. The same with Shang-Chi. It just felt like forever. January is 45 days from November. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
So, it actually comes out like 60 days or something after. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm trying to think of what... oh! We do kind of get to learn a little bit more about how deaf Clint is.
Oh, yeah. Which is...
so they... I saw in the Facebook group that we're in, someone actually commented, so are they going to explain why he's deaf? And the comments, that they tore him apart. They're like, they literally show what happens and why he's deaf from all the explosions. Like,
I mean, is there any... you and I even, like, you were like, I hope they explore that, but I understand why he's deaf.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because, yeah, it was right when we started it, and I'm like, oh, I hope they explain why he has a hearing aid. And then when they showed it, I was like, okay, I get it. Like, if I had been around that many explosions, I'd probably be a little deaf, too.
I'm already a little deaf, and I've never been around an... exactly. Did you just call me for dinner?
Yep. So, fun fact, when me and Celine first started watching movies, I can't remember if it was you or me. I think it was you. And you're like, do you care if I leave the subtitles on? And I was like...
that was me.
I think it was. And I was like, you do that too? Especially if they have accents. I have a really hard time hearing them. Even when we go to the movies, I'm like, I wish they put subtitles on because I have no idea what the fuck they just said.
Oh my god. When some of the things Druig would say in Eternals.
Something about kilts. I don't know.
Or in Last Night in Soho. Some of their accents, I was like, what?
What'd she call, like, babes.
Babes.
That's all I could get from her.
Jocasta.
Yeah.
Babes. Do you think you won't go in babes?
All I understood. So yes, our tangent is when I realized she watched movies with subtitles, because I do the same thing, I was like, oh my god, we're meant to be friends, man. And still to this day, we'll watch our movies with subtitles.
Always. Because we're both deaf.
I'm just hard of hearing.
And it's on like a pretty high volume.
Yeah. We're just... yeah.
Maybe they'll come upstairs and be like, why is it so loud? And I'm like...
mind your business.
I'm like, it's not loud to us.
No. But anyway, the whole point of this conversation was...
We are deaf.
Yes, we're deaf. And they... Clint gets his hearing aid knocked out.
Yep.
And smashed. And it's actually... it's pretty comical.
Mm-hmm.
With him and Kate. Because she'll literally be talking. And then he'll say the same exact thing because he didn't hear her. It's so funny. But yeah, he can hear, but barely.
It's like muffled.
Yeah.
Everything sounds like it's underwater.
It would kind of be like if you stood behind like a solid wood door.
Yeah.
And tried to talk.
Yeah.
Loudly.
Or underwater.
Yeah.
Just like... arr.
Yeah. So he can hear, but he barely.
It does also end on a cliffhanger, kind of.
Oh, yeah. I had to think about how it ended. Yeah, it does end on a little bit of a cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. Another part we do get to see is how this job has... how it affects his family life.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of sad.
His son calling him was really sad.
Yeah, because I like when they show stuff like that. Because like, I feel like it helps you connect to the character more.
Yeah.
You know, because it shows that they're a person. I mean, we know they're a person.
Yeah, no, but I mean like in a more realistic sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we get to see how much being Hawkeye or Ronin, how much it affects his family life.
And how much it has affected
his
family life.
Yeah, and then the end, which, like Celine said, it ends on a cliffhanger, kind of.
So, they're trying to figure out who the Tracksuit Mafia work for. Mm-hmm. And Kate's mom, as we discussed, is the CEO and founder of a big security firm, mm-hmm. which will have, like, a lot of criminals' information. Whatever. So they sneak into Kate's mom's penthouse, which is ginormous for New York. Like, it's ginormous for anywhere, honestly.
But for New York, can you imagine how much?
That's like a $30,000 a month apartment.
Minimum. It's two floors.
Yeah. It's funny because I think that without subtitles, you wouldn't know, but you hear a creaking, but in the subtitle it says door creaks.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, someone came in.
Yeah. But another reason why we watch them.
We learn things faster than you.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
But so, it ends up with Jack being in the library with the candlestick.
Or a sword.
Which is the Ronin sword.
Is a hint to who his character is. Which it's you a said it
big
last
hint,
time,
yeah.
Is
the swordsman.
Yes. And if you look at the comic book character, he does look a lot like the comic book character.
Yeah.
The stash sells it.
And his comic book character's name is Jacques. His name is Jack.
Yeah.
Like
it's like in Shang-Chi when he goes into hiding.
Sean.
Yeah. She's like, you went into hiding and you switched your name from Sean to Sean. Because that'd be like if your name was Gina and you switched it to Gina. Oh, I love her.
I do too.
Yeah, so.
But yes. So we get another hint at who he is and why he was looking for Ronin's sword. Which Ronin's sword is making me believe that eventually, because we know that Kate hones a sword more so than she does the bow as well, but her sword is her main
for close combat. Yeah.
Which makes me think that Ronin will gift or Hawkeye will gift her the sword,
because it does look a lot like her sword in
because
it's retractable.
Yep.
So it looks like a lot like her sword in the comic book.
I think that he'll give it to her at the end. So.
Yeah.
But she'll have to battle the swordsman and be better at hand-to-hand combat than him.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, I wish these shows were fucking, like, 12 episodes minimum.
I do, too.
Because, like, I feel like we have so much to catch up on in 3 more episodes left. And we still have Yelena coming in, which I'm so excited about. But she's also, like, hates Ronin right now. Because she thinks, or Ronin, she hates Hawkeye Clint right now because she thinks that Clint killed her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like...
They do talk about Natasha in this episode, too.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad. But, so supposedly, I don't know this for sure. I'm going off of IMDb because I like to look ahead and know my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, Yelena's going to be on the next 3 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of hope is true. I hope they don't introduce her, like, at the very end.
Yeah.
Because then, like, where do we go from here, then?
How much time do we have? I hope it's at the very beginning.
Of what?
The episode.
Yes. I agree.
She just, like, hops in their car.
Because if they show her character, if she's, like, the cliffhanger
mm-hmm.
for the show, and then it leads somewhere, where does that lead to? Because we don't know if they're doing another Black Widow movie. We definitely know they're not doing a Hawkeye movie. I don't even know if they're going to be doing another season.
I mean, Jeremy Renner sounds like he's doing another season, but I don't know.
So.
It's giving me mixed signals.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what will happen, but I really hope that she's on because I love her.
I have
so many pockets.
So many pockets.
Yeah. It was a good episode, though. I really enjoyed it. I'm really enjoying this show so far.
I really like it. I really, really like it. It's super... It's like what I wished Falcon and Winter Soldier was.
Yeah. I love the Christmas songs.
I do too.
It's definitely a very... It's a Christmassy show without being too Christmassy. without being like Hallmarky, you know?
Yes.
I would say so far anyways that WandaVision and this one are my favorites.
Okay.
And then Loki, which I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. But then Falcon and the Winter Soldier will always be last for me. That will never change.
And I don't dislike Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It just wasn't anything special.
No.
You know?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, it's just... Like you said, how this show is how I wish that show would have been. Where it's serious when it needs to be, but it's also light and funny.
Yeah, the funniest part of that show was ad-libbed, and it was them, like, tucking their legs together. And that's fully improvised.
Yeah. And I wish they would have done more of that, because that was hilarious. I'm excited for next week, though.
Me too. Any last thoughts? Final thoughts?
I hope he's not done playing Hawkeye.
I don't think he is.
I don't think so either.
I feel more and more like he's not now that he has his own show. I feel like all he wanted was people to, like, see him be Hawkeye.
Well, and you were in the other room when me and Mason were talking, and he's like, I've always really liked him. I don't get why people don't like him. I didn't even know that till you told me that people didn't like him.
No, people didn't.
And I've always really enjoyed him as the character.
I think he's a great Hawkeye.
Yes.
Because he's serious, but also says really funny shit.
Yes. So. Which is like what Hawkeye does. He's funny. No, I enjoy it. Really quick before we end, let's talk really quick about the news of Tom Holland signing on for 3 more movies. I know.
Yes. Allegedly.
So one of the producers of Marvel, Amy Pascal, I think her name is, said that there are 3 more Spider-Man movies in the works with Tom Holland as Spider-Man. We were under the impression that he was done after this.
They said he was done. It was no impression. They were like, the rights are done.
Yeah.
Sony owns them again.
Yeah. And now they're saying that, yes, he's still with Sony, but he will still be part of the MCU.
Yeah, they cut another deal.
Yeah, which I totally believe because it's like one of their best characters.
And why would Sony not cut that deal?
Right, and Spider-Man is one of the most popular Marvel characters
ever.
Yes. In movies and in comics.
Yes.
Each Spider-Man movie has done better than the last.
Yep.
Money-wise.
Yep.
Not necessarily rating-wise.
Which is why this one, no matter what's in it, is going to do really well.
Yes.
The build-up's been too intense not to do well.
Yes, I agree. But I'm very excited. I hope that he will continue playing. He hasn't confirmed or denied, but...
Spider-Man goes to college. That's literally an entire arc.
Yes.
Let's just go to college with Tom.
Right. Well, hopefully we get introduced to Gwen Stacy, who's another love interest at some point. They may not even do that. They've deviated a little bit from
the comic books. Yeah, because MJ's not even MJ.
No.
So.
Well, and she's...
She's black. She's not even redhead.
Yeah, which I love. Like, I
Zendaya's phenomenal.
Yes.
And they're dating in real life, so like...
I know. Do you think that's real or for the movie?
I think it's for the movie.
Because they've done that, especially after reading Evelyn Hugo.
I think
where
it's for the movie.
They set up their dating. I know. I was like, I bet they did that because it generates buzz.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh my God, they're dating and they're really good friends. Together.
So I feel like people were like, why don't you date? And now they're like, let's do it.
But they also have really good chemistry.
They do. Well, Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya were like seen together once. Or twice while Dune was being filmed too, and I feel like that was to generate buzz too.
Yeah. Because after we've read Evelyn Hugo, I'm like, it's not dumb. You know, it's a great way to generate buzz.
Yeah, I think that comes from some truth.
Yeah, agreed. Any final thoughts for you?
No. How about you? All right, we out here.
We got our tickets for Spider-Man.
TJ got them immediately.
I stayed up till 12:30 trying to get tickets, and Fandango would not refresh. It kept signing me out.
It was just like done.
But I was lucky enough to get us tickets for Thursday. We're in the middle, but we're way on the right hand side. It's but okay. Hey, we got tickets.
We have tickets, and you know what? We're going to see it before a lot of other people, which is the only thing that's important to me, is being better than other people.
I am better than other people. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. You're perfect.
No, I'm excited.
I'm super excited.
Yep. I think that's all we got.
TJ and Celine.
Out.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Don't want to be a fool of you. I can't look at you when you do that. Just another play in your game for two. Might be crazy, but it ain't no lie.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
For real, bye-bye.
Bye.